This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The DJ V Show today? Don't worry, you can check out all the latest stories on the podcast at djvshow.com.
The newsletter of the air, on the air, it's the DJ V program. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen. Did I say my name twice? I think I may have. Well, that's okay. Twice the fun, exactly. All right, so speaking of twice the fun, whether we rehash last night's affair, thought one of the things. And
I got a good story.
All right, hold on.
Let's talk about the debate, though, because obviously.
Well, but the twist on the debate, or maybe the sort of interesting anecdotal side note, I noticed that George Zimmerman, remember him, the shooter in Florida who killed Trayvon Martin about 8 years ago. He is suing Elizabeth Warren and Pete Buttigieg, the two presidential candidates, saying that they defamed him. The suit names both Warren and Mayor Pete as defendants, claims that they separately defamed Zimmerman in Twitter statements, recognizing what would have been the 25th birthday of Trayvon Martin on the 5th of February. The suit says both did so for political gain in misguided and malicious attempts to bolster their standings amongst Americans, African Americans, all at Zimmerman's expense. He seeks damages of $265 million.
Keep in mind, neither of them actually said his name in either of the tweets. What makes me laugh is, first of all, he's crazy. And any lawyer that continues taking his case is, like, obviously just trying to get some attention.
Well, it's some, like, super far-right conservative.
Avenatti, I thought Avenatti would be a perfect case for Avenatti. Perfect case for Avenatti.
Yeah. But anyway, the thing that makes me laugh is that basically, in my opinion, him saying that they're defaming him and talking about him admits that he is a white supremacist and other stuff that they said was bad in their tweets. I mean, they didn't mention him in any other way, so obviously he felt associated with it. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I don't know. I wish he would go away for a long time.
Yeah, right.
That's
right, so Jennifer.
Climb. Yes.
Now that we've taken care of the debates, what interesting anecdote do you have?
Well, okay, so yeah, the debates, there's a lot of polling out. Basically, Bloomberg, big loser, big winner, Elizabeth Warren, Mayor Pete, and Joe Biden for not stinking up the joint. So, according to Politico and some of the other sources I've been reading, that seems to be the consensus. I think we probably all agree with that. But let's get away from politics for a second, and can we talk about just how stupid people are? Is that okay?
Yeah,
is that a good
trending
story?
Yeah.
Have any of you heard about the Skull Breaker Challenge?
No.
You've heard about it, Doug?
Yeah, I have heard about it.
Apparently a new viral online trend called the Skull Breaker Challenge that is so dangerous that medical experts are now warning teens to just resist the urge. It started in Spain after two students recorded themselves on TikTok performing the stunt. Here's what happens. It takes three participants standing next to each other in a row before jumping straight up. Now, while the middle person is in the air, the other two individuals on each end kick inward to knock the middle person off balance and subsequently hit his or her head when they fall on their back on the ground.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. Now, apparently the original video went viral, and that made other teens decide that it was a good idea to replicate
what they were doing. It started in Spain.
Yeah, it started in Spain.
I thought it was in Colombia. Right,
and now they're saying that the Skullbreaker Challenge is becoming a headache for schools because people, during their lunch break or their nutrition period, they are performing the Skullbreaker Challenge and, of course, doing it not only for their friends in high school but also for an online audience. And doctors are saying that this is really bad, obviously. A mom from Arizona took to Facebook on February 8th to share images of her son, who was a victim of what she said was a malicious, cruel, viral prank. Hodson said her son was left with a head injury, stitches in his face, and severe cuts in his mouth. He landed hard flat on his back and head. He struggled to get up and lost consciousness. He fell forward, landing on his
face. You're going to get a concussion, for God's sake,
course,
to do this.
Of course. The school monitor ran to his side, all while the two boys were laughing and snickering at his unconscious, stiff body splayed out on the pavement. So, it's just amazing to me. And these are little kids, by the way. These are not even, like, older teens.
Yeah, these junior
these are
high
younger,
school. Junior
yeah,
high school
these are
kids.
Younger babies that are doing this. And they're saying that, you know, it's not just a... It's not just a concussion, but there's also the risk of bruising, a hematoma, skull fracture, neck strain, neck fracture, long-term complications from concussions, bleeding on the brain, loss of consciousness. You can go and paralyze yourself or, you know, at the worst, you can die from all of this. So this is the newest thing for parents. Be aware of the Skull Breaker Challenge.
I was visiting yesterday with a fellow who's been a friend for many years, who's a sales manager of a network. And he was talking about his 11-year-old daughter, and I was introduced for the first time to TikTok.
Yes, that's what they're doing it for, is on TikTok.
Yeah. Right, he said there's a new web, there's a new thing called TikTok, and he explained it to me.
Kids are obsessed.
And then this is where all of this stuff that we're talking about here apparently is all over this TikTok.
That's where it's playing out, yeah. Mm-hmm. There are kids, and I can't even
parents,
believe it. Like,
yeah, but are parents monitoring this stuff for kids this
sometimes.
Age? The answer is
my
no.
friends that I love so much have two kids, and they play with Luke and Lily, who are my fiance's kids. And they had a TikTok-themed birthday party for their kids where everybody came and they did videos. And sometimes it's innocent. I mean, probably most of the time it's innocent, but it's just, I don't know. Jeff's daughter goes on TikTok, and he literally has to shut down her phone because she just won't stop.
How old is she?
I mean, she gets into it. 10.
Why does she have a phone at 10?
They all do.
So everybody at 10 has a phone.
Not
that seems to be the age.
I'm kind of with you. I mean, I am old-fashioned in
that way, but
the pressure is on to have the kids have accessibility.
So you have to go under the pressure? If the pressure is on for all of them to do this,
well, a lot of parents
go along with them for that? With that?
Well, but a lot of parents feel that if they have a 10-year-old kid, 10-year-old kids are, you know, they're in school, they're taking the bus home, they're mobile, they're out in the world at that age, and that you need to have a phone for an emergency. That's really why every kid seems to have a phone.
There were emergencies 40 years ago.
Well, there were payphones 40 years ago, and they don't exist anymore.
And the kids couldn't reach it because they were too high in the box.
Okay, well, they don't exist anymore, so, yeah. So everyone has to have a cell phone because parents can track the kids that way. And if there's an emergency or, hey, I'm going to go to so-and-so's house after school.
There's too much helicopter stuff. Let the kids fall down and skin their knees.
Oh, my God. You need to know where your kids are.
Do a Skullbreaker Challenge or two. Yeah. It'll teach them.
Right. Yeah. Right. All right. The Masked Singer. Another one of these things.
I'm behind. Do not spoil who got. We're avoiding all the news on the Masked Singer, so don't say anything.
I was warned the other day about some movie that was 2 years old, Jennifer. That I,
wasn't I know.
I
what was the movie
about.
Again?
I don't know. Whatever it was, a movie.
Oh, Ford versus Ferrari.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Well, the Masked Singer. We know that Chaka Khan is off the show.
Never mind.
Drew Carey.
I'm not talking about it.
Drew Carey is off the show, but those are the only two that I've seen. So I haven't seen who the third
Drew
elimination
Carey.
Is yet.
Wow, that's a good one.
Yeah. He was he was fun.
Well, that must have been done before his girlfriend.
Yeah, this was all taped a while ago. Yeah,
right. Yeah. Speaking of all these stars, Jenna, is it Dewan?
Mm-hmm.
He's married to Tatum O'Neal. Channing Tatum.
There's a breaking news story.
Yeah, right? Oh, man.
Jenna Dewan is gay. No, that's not true. She is engaged, though, to an actor from Broadway named Steve Kazee. They were on the Dancing with the Stars together, weren't they? Is that how they met? I think it was.
No, I don't know how they met, actually. He's a legit Broadway star. I'm not sure how they met. But she's very pregnant. She just had her, they got engaged at her baby shower. So he surprised her at her baby shower. And so they seem very happy.
I
guess she and Channing Tatum and I don't know. I don't know. And
it's
obviously it's all
if you're married for 7 years, it's a lifetime. I mean,
they were very young when they got married too, I think.
That means the clock is ticking for you, Victoria.
Well,
7 years.
I'm not in Hollywood. Yeah. I'm fine.
Yes. I think you are fine because I think he loves you and I think you love him, which is kind of a nice thing to see. Anyway, so Channing, I remember my son telling me a number of years ago because he and Channing
Tatum.
The same gym and he seemed to be happily married at the time. But that was the case with a bunch of them and now they aren't.
People change.
That's right. So is she a pal of J-Lo's or what? She was on that show.
The host, and they were the, and then J-Lo was a panelist, like a judge, with Derek Hough, who used to be on Dancing with the Stars, and Neo, who's a singer.
The Hough kids have gotten really weird. Just FYI.
They've always been weird to me.
Yeah, the Hough kids are weird. I don't know. Julianne did, like, something at a Goop thing where she was acting like she was possessed, laying on a table, was having some sort of weird spiritual thing in front of a crowd, and was flailing all over the place. It was strange.
Can we go back for a minute, just for a moment, to the debate and something? There were a couple of moments. And am I disappointed in Bloomberg showing? Yeah, he'll be all right though.
I thought it was interesting when we talked about people being possessed that led you back to the Democrats' debate.
Yeah, we're all over the place today. We've got Tatum O'Neill is married now to a woman and now possession of Julianne Hough.
Hey. You heard it here first,
Elizabeth
folks. On the remember when you're filling out all of the paperwork for whatever it is that you're listening to is DJV. That's what you put on the piece of paper or however they do that. Anyway, the business last night with Amy Klobuchar and Pete Buttigieg
and her son Pete,
mother and son. So one of the things this has been Jennifer can attest to this. This cranks me up so much. Over the years, I have become more cranky about English as the language, our official language. And so,
that was a good one. That was a good one.
So
that was a,
What a duh. Sorry.
Well, anyway, so obviously we have this anecdotal reaction to it from the two of you. I just find that pandering to Latinos, which is all that is, in terms
of every debate, somebody starts speaking Spanish, though, and then Mayor Pete starts speaking Spanish, taking Amy Klobuchar on for voting for English as the official language of the country.
Hello, it is, and
well,
it's
not.
We should vote.
Well, it should
Latin.
Be.
That's going to be my new vote. Ixnay on abate day.
What does that mean? Is that from church? What does that mean?
Next the debate.
Church. He thinks it's from church. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm speaking Latin. Wow. Yeah. Latin, Doug. Yeah. Big Latin.
In Latin, all the masses are in. Didn't they change that, though, a while ago so that they're actually in English?
Yes, we no longer speak Latin.
Oh, my God.
We speak English or sometimes Spanish.
Why are you saying, oh, my God? Why did you say
that? Because that was in the 50s.
Yeah, exactly. Because that's like the last time that anyone went to church where it was all in Latin. You might have been in Rome in 1952.
Brenda Ba Ila. One of those hot new artists.
I can just remember cheating
that's
on a
Brenda
Latin
Lee.
Test when I was in the 8th grade. That Latin for me
Hey, you could have just gone to church back then, right? You
that's
had
right.
All of your Latin lessons.
Yeah, all right. Ixnay on Nixnay. Okay. Let's talk about how well you slept last night. Did you all do a nice job with your MyPillow, having a good night's rest? It is the best pillow. And with the DJV code, you can save 50%. Right now, go to MyPillow.com. There are all kinds of other specials there. They have amazing customer service, too. You'll find that out when you go to MyPillow.com. If you have any questions, any problems, because the stuff is all guaranteed. The main item is what you buy. Sheets, pillows, pillowcases. You got 60 days. Test it. If you don't like it, you send it back. You won't be able to do that with any other pillow or any other thing product like this. But it's a great American product. Everything's made in America. It is it's at the top of the class. It really is. So you want to find out for yourself or you're still waiting, good time now. is to use the DJV code, save up to 66% on all the things, the accessories and etc. at MyPillow.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Quicken Loans is celebrating our best quarter ever, and now we're celebrating some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. This is your chance. Pay off some credit card debt or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR, 4.23%. That's right, 3.99%. APR, 4.23%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped, and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Victoria, ready to sing along?
Why did I even do this? This is awful.
No, it is. It's great.
Yes, it is. This is depressing.
No.
And it's putting me to sleep.
It can get better, though. The songs from this week in 1961 Victoria
kids, it gets better.
Dredged up. Yeah, right, yeah. All right, so we have our Throwback Thursday portion this hour every week on Thursdays, our music hour, or music portion of this hour, devoted to a recount of the top five songs from whatever the week, and this is 61. Brenda Lee and her second big hit after I'm Sorry was called Emotions. And that's what this is, number five this week. She was 17, I think, when she recorded this. All right, next up is a song from a group that really belonged in the 60s. This was kind of a one-hit wonder for not Rosie Perez, but she sounds like Rosie Perez. Rosie and the Originals with Angel Baby. Skips a beat. Sophomore in high school.
If I ever do this again.
No, you're fine. Come on. All right, that's number four.
I'm just imagining all the poor girls that Doug was going around and singing this song to.
Yeah. Number at the locker in my high school.
Oh, Lord.
People walking by. Number three this week belonged to Neil Sedaka, who was on his way to fame and fortune. He was a big writer, and then he started to record some of his own songs. This is called Calendar. I love, I love, I love my calendar girl. Each and every day of the week of the year.
January, you start the year off
fine. This is fun. February, Valentine, March, you down the aisle. Yeah, yeah, what in the world? I love, I love, but I'm my little calendar girl. You're 16. Is it 16 or the other side? All right. That's number three. Pretty simplistic way of looking at the world, but kind of fun. This is Smokey Robinson's first big hit with the Miracles. Come on, man. You can't sit still with this. We did it. This is when Motown's beginning to take off. And Berry Gordy found Bill Robinson actually in some club. He was still a teenager. I mean, look at Smokey Robinson now. He's in his, what, late 70s or something, isn't he? He still looks good. Still
yeah, he looks
good.
Great. He looks amazing.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, yeah. He's made a lot of money, man, writing all these songs for Berry Gordy. They were a great team together. Anyway, so Shop Around was number two this week in 1961. My favorite song of the year in 61. Up now, number one belonged to the Shirelles. Love this song. First time violins were used big time in a pop song, too. Listen. Yeah, this is sort of pre-Phil Spector. Before that, violins had been pretty much operatic and, you know, big orchestral stuff.
See, I think this song is so much more impactful when Carole King or Amy Winehouse sings it because it's a slower version, like a ballad. Or, like, I don't know, it's supposed to be a sad song and it's super upbeat.
Well, it was written by Carole King and her husband, Jerry Goffin.
Yeah.
The Shirelles got a hold of it first. And then Carole recorded, I think it's in Tapestry, if I'm not mistaken. When the night meets the morning sun. 2 weeks at number one. All right, there it is, ladies. You've had your fun with me this week. Throwback Thursday at 28 after the hour.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for my pillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
This is what Flo from Progressive sounds like in one of our many hilarious commercials.
Hi, did you know that you can get a quote on your motorcycle insurance in under 3 minutes at Progressive.com? And did you know that saying hi makes even bad news sound good? Hi, you have high cholesterol. Hi, you're fine.
And this is what that same commercial sounds like on your motorcycle.
Hi, there's so much hate.
Even our commercials sound better on a bike. And with basic policy starting at $75 a year, Progressive helps keep you on yours. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not in...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It was a lively Democratic presidential debate in Las Vegas last night, the first debate featuring Michael Bloomberg. The candidates wrestled over things like socialism, health care, and taxes. And a lot of shots were taken at the former New York City mayor.
Democrats take a huge risk if we just substitute one arrogant billionaire for another.
That was Elizabeth Warren. Here's Bernie Sanders.
Mr. Bloomberg had policies in New York City of stop and frisk, which went after African-American and Latino people in an outrageous way. That is not a way you're going to grow voter turnout.
Bloomberg says Sanders is not electable.
I don't think there's any chance whatsoever. And if he goes and is the candidate, we will have Donald Trump for another 4 years, and we can't stand that.
And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy. I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, "Dad, this is good." So I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised. Because my wound, like, closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Four after the hour on the Wednesday DJV program. It's February the 9th. No, today's Thursday, right? Where am I? Look at the wrong calendar. You know,
it's
I have the
20th.
Yeah, I know. Thank you. Listen to the way she says that, Victoria.
It's the 20th.
That's just my charming personality.
It is. You have charm personality. Yes, you do. The state of Connecticut, we were talking about the fat-shaming stuff is going on with, was it, it was not, who was the?
Valerie Bertinelli.
Bertinelli was being fat-shamed, and so who came to her rescue?
Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson, that's it, thank you. I have any more questions.
You need to, like, up your ginkgo biloba or something today.
The lunch-shaming thing that's going on in schools, all of this stuff, I didn't even, that term didn't even have a place in my life growing up, and maybe it's brought about by social media, not sure, but there's a lot of people who make a lot of fun of people for a lot of different reasons, and most of them point to the insecurities of the people who remain nameless and faceless who do all this stuff, and I'm not even sure why we pay much attention to it, but this is a trending story. Lawmakers in Connecticut and Maryland are considering legislation that would make it illegal to shame somebody over unpaid school meal debts. How would one know? Is it when you go up to the counter to pay and there's no more money in your card, the person behind the counter says, well, you can't have lunch today because you don't have any money left in your card?
Yeah.
Is that how it works?
Yep. And it's I can't even imagine the anxiety that that can give a child.
For a little kid?
Yep. Yeah. It's horrible.
Anyway, the two general assemblies in both states are discussing bills that would apply to public school districts in both of the states. According to the proposal, school officials would not be allowed to publicly identify, stigmatize, or refuse service to students over their debt. It would, however, allow a public or private party to donate to pay off the debt. Some of the school districts have reportedly seen their meal debts rise in recent years. Is that because people can't pay or because they don't want to pay?
No,
they're trying to skirt. You see, that's the thing that becomes more often than not, we think, and probably accurately, that is because children come from circumstances. A lot of times, you know,
child
the reality
poverty
is.
One of the issues that we have not heard any politician talk about, child poverty in this country is so bad right now that we are ranked 38th in the world for child safety and development and health. Now, that means that 37 other countries are taking care of their kids better than America.
Pretty embarrassing.
That should be a number one topic, and maybe it will in the next debate, I don't know, but that should be something that everyone's talking about. There are a lot of, and I see these stories all the time, on GoFundMe campaigns and nonprofits that come in and pay off the lunch debt of these kids who can't eat. It's horrible. It's just a horrible situation that we're in. And to sit back and think like, oh, well, you know, Wall Street's doing well, so the rest of the country is, that is ridiculous.
You know, as an anecdote from the debate last night, or from what a lot of people don't know, you look at the hundreds of millions of dollars that Bloomberg is giving to various causes, you will find that this is one of his premier involvements. He doesn't talk a lot about where the money is going, but I know for a fact that he's giving money to school lunch programs to defer the cost of these children. And by the way, it comes about as a result of understanding that there are millions of kids who, and in school districts, this is where the school has become the parent, where in some districts and some cities, they offer three meals a day. Mm-hmm. The child goes in the morning and has a breakfast, has a lunch, and then after school is over, there are after-school programs, and they include a light meal. And there are many
children
why
that sometimes
get all
and
of their
the
food at school.
Right.
Like
and in so many cases, kids go hungry in the summertime when they're not in school.
Right.
There are so many kids who are below the poverty line, and they dread the summer vacation because they don't have meals. They don't have steady meals. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous.
But I want you to know, no, it makes a difference, but I think the people taking shots at Bloomberg because of his money, that's pretty disgusting because he is very, very generous and has always been.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next up, well, we're talking a lot about the economy and where the economy is going. A bank called HSBC, which I think is headquartered in Germany, Austria, it's a European
bank.
They're
London, I think.
London, is it? Okay. They're cutting 35,000 jobs. The profit there has plummeted, so they need to overhaul by reducing. They're too big. That's basically it. They've expanded too fast. They don't have the same. It's not Goldman Sachs, and it's not Chase, and it's not, you know, all these other companies that are American companies that basically figured out how to screw. And that was one of the things I did talk about in the debate last night. How the Wall Streeters managed to create the situation. And Bloomberg is clear of that because he's not involved in that sort of thing, although he started on Wall Street, and there were a couple of barbs trying to, they were trying to associate him with the greedy so-and-sos on Wall Street, and that didn't stick. Anyway, HSBC, and I forget what that stands for, but they're going to sell off $100 billion in assets, close a third of the branches here in our country and also the Middle East and Asia. They're too big. One of the problems they have is that they're heavily involved in China, and they can see what they describe as negative headwinds because of the problems in China with the coronavirus. And as I said earlier on, I think I've said it a couple of times this week, this thing in China has already begun to affect the economy of the world. It really is something to look out for. So anyway, but you talk about these big banks, the profit margin there, they made $13 billion last year, 20 years there. $20 billion a year before. I think, wasn't Bernie talking about profits of corporations and the drug companies and something like that?
But I agree with Bernie, and yes, he was. He was talking about how many billions of dollars the drug industry makes, and yes. when talking about all the other developed countries that would be in league with or on par with America, they all have a public health option. All of Europe has it. And he said, obviously, the drug companies here don't want it because look at all the profits they're making from
it. But it's ridiculous. His plan for America is not the same as what they have in Europe. It's not. But, he's so annoying for me. Let's talk about your health and well-being in terms of how you can stay in shape. You want to slim down? There is no need for you to go on a radical diet. All you need to go to Calitrin.com. Calitrin.com. It's the way for you to lose weight the healthy way. Give yourself more energy. Shake off 20 or 30 pounds if you need to. This is the natural way to do it. No drugs, no stimulants needed. It's basically collagen protein and a combination of aloe vera and some other natural things that work on your body to create lean muscle mass and push the fat out and lose the weight. That's it. That's how it works. Pretty simple and straightforward. Calitrin.com. Use the code DJV. That's it. Some people go to toploss.com, same company, same website. Use the promo code DJV and get discounts of $20 or more on every bottle. 86% success rate with this thing. Fabulous success stories. Become one of the statistics that's on top of the world, on top of the pile. Win, win, win. Lose the weight, keep it off with Calitrin. Use the DJV code to save $20 on every bottle.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discount rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
43 after the hour here on the DJV program. Victoria and I now have Dana Chang with us, who is a senior editor at the Epoch Times, which is the China news agency that reports here in America on what's going on in China. The coronavirus certainly on top of everybody's mind. I understand, Ms. Chang, that you were born and lived in Wuhan province. Is that right?
Yes, I've been here for 3 decades, but I grew up in Wuhan.
Okay, so just for a background or a little bit before we talk about the actual virus, what's it like? What's Wuhan like? We never really get clear pictures of what life is like or what some of these places in China are like. So can you describe that area for us?
Wuhan is a big city with a population of 11 million. It's like Chicago in the United States. It's in the center of the country and it's a transportation hub. So if Wuhan is blocked, there's no railway that can connect between the northern China and southern China.
So it's a terminal point then. It's a hub, if we use that term here in America, like Chicago. You change planes or you change the train or the bus or whatever and move on to other places. So with all those people, 11 million people there, what's the company or where was the research on this coronavirus being done?
Let me add a bit background. Wuhan has always been a military manufacturing place for many years, for over 100 years. So recently, the high-tech has been the focus of Wuhan. That high-tech also covered both the commercial and military. So there are a lot of research on this virus thing. But anyhow, the most difficult thing right now is Communist Party try to cover information. They will not let outside to know what's going on in terms of the real number of deaths, real number of infections, and also where is the source of this virus.
So what is the source of the virus? What do you know that the rest of the world doesn't know?
Well, there is a big debate right now. A lot of scientists believe, after examining the gene of the virus, that this virus is man-made and is not naturally developed. Where is it made? It has to be a very high-level lab. So it so happened that in Wuhan there is a P4 lab. Whether it's made in that lab and why it got out of that lab, we don't have evidence at this point. But scientists, a lot of scientists, international scientists, believe that this is man-made. And there's no way this can be naturally developed.
To what end? Why would the Chinese be developing something like this in an area, as you've noted, Wuhan is a military zone and where a lot of military weaponry is made? So is 2 and 2 4 here? Does it just add up and make sense that they were developing something that maybe they shouldn't have been developing in the first place?
Well, it's important that China open Wuhan for the international.
Yeah, it's important, but they aren't going to do that. You know it, and I know it. They're not going to do that.
Yeah.
They just—that's not their style.
Right.
So, what do we do to protect? I mean, you're not a medical person. You're just you're a person who knows what's going on in China, and you live there. So what do you think the future, how is this going to affect the Chinese economy and thus the economy of the world? Do we have a problem here if it gets, we could lose 100 million people under the circumstances if it plays out the wrong way, right?
Yeah, it's going to have a big impact. Right now, it's a very delicate spot. The government want people to go back to work. But at the same time, they want them to be isolated enough. That's a dilemma. So they kind of pressure the company to go back to work. But people are afraid to get infected because it's still very strong human-to-human infection. And on top of that, they cover the information. As far as we investigated, we talked with the funeral people, the real number of deaths should be 20 times of the number government published.
And so instead of 20, instead of 2,000, it's 40,000?
Yeah, that's 20 times, yes.
Wow. Now that's something we didn't know, Victoria. Nobody's heard that one.
That's eye-opening. Now, do you feel at all nervous even saying a statement like that on American radio? Is that something that do you fear for your own safety?
Actually, we have always reported on those sensitive issues. Epoch Time had got a lot of thank you letter from the audience. Because of our information, it helped save their lives. So that's our responsibility as a media.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, Dana, thank you for being here. Dana Chang, who is the senior editor of the China News Agency at the Epoch Times, which is an American company with news and info about what's going on in China. It's 10 before the hour.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Okay. What's going to happen after the humans get booted off the planet? The apes are going to rise, and this will become, Chuck Curry, the planet of the apes. This happened to be the theme from those movies we're playing in the background. I'm sure all of you recognized it immediately, as is the case. All right, so Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here.
That was the theme, actually, from the original 1968 film, Planet of the Apes, starring Charlton Heston, one of the all-time great sci-fi movies. In the original series, it was five, and now they rebooted it. There's been three. Disney, who bought 20th Century Fox, has announced they will produce a new Planet of the Apes film, which will not be a reboot, but a continuation of the last three, which will feature the character of Caesar once again. I'm mixed on that because I actually would like to see a really good remake of the first film. I thought they were at that point in this trilogy because I think it's a great, very thought-provoking movie that has a lot to say, and I think it's the original, at least, I thought was a brilliant movie. I really did.
Well, it has a lot to say about the human condition, about the way we live and treat each other, that sort of thing. Yeah.
The original films, absolutely. The remakes are really good, but they're as the originals.
I want to. In the original Planet of the apes were played by humans, and they just had their costumes on. So as we go along, are the new planets, are the new apes in these new Planet of the Apes movies, are they all CGI created by some of the great? That's what they are, right?
Well, yes, but some of the characters, the Caesar character in these new films. It was played by Andy Serkis in a stop-motion performance where they film him, and then they do a process around him. So all his body motions and speaking mannerisms are captured, just over.
So he's not in he's not in costume. He just is in his street.
He's not an ape costume. Correct. He wears something that they use to pick up his movement. He's very complex.
Suits with all the little balls on them. That way they can attach the movement to the graphic.
Exactly. Actually, I'm glad you brought that up, because in this new movie, Call of the Wild, which opens on Friday, starring Harrison Ford, the dog. A lot of people have been complaining. Oh, the dog looks too CGI.
It looks very fake.
But here's the thing: the dog. It's actually not CGI. That actually is they use stop motion performance. That is a woman playing the dog. And they use the same technology.
In the dog costume, it looks fake.
Yeah, yeah.
However they did it.
It looks like an interesting movie.
I don't know
though.
Why they did that, but they did it that way. Yeah,
it looked like an interesting movie, Chucker. I would go see that movie. It looks pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's gotten, actually, the reviews are pretty good.
He's so seasoned. He's so good. He can play anything. And
no, he could, except he's... I totally agree, except he's too old to play Indiana Jones, no?
I know you're harping on that one. I got it. Okay, what's the story?
Go ahead. Yeah,
no, you wanted to finish that. Go ahead.
No, we booked at the theater I'm involved in, the movie Downhill with Will Ferrell and Julia Louis-Dreyfus. I actually sat down and watched it last night, and I got to tell you, it's a remake of a foreign film. It's about a married couple with two kids who go on a vacation, a ski vacation in a foreign country to try to reunite. And I got to tell you, this is 85 minutes of watching Julia Louis-Dreyfus emasculate Will Ferrell. It is not a comedy. It is a drama. It is.
They don't like each other in real life, apparently, either.
They deal with real issues. But I tell you, I sat there, and it was very watchable, but I said to myself, why would you want to direct and write this movie? I got nothing out of it.
Yeah,
other than she's a really good, I got to tell you, she is a really good actress. Really good. But she played that part almost too well. Yeah. And it was like...
That's believable.
I didn't understand it.
Yeah. Well, that's because you're happily married.
I don't know about that, but...
I know your wife. I like your wife, and she's pretty devoted to you.
I'm glad you do.
Yeah. All right. Neo and Trinity in the new Matrix 4. This thing is really getting a lot of, already. Everybody's talking about it. What do you think's going to happen? Going to be in the
picture from the set, and it's already went viral. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Of the two of them on a motorcycle together.
Well, it's interesting because the original film was so well received, and then the two sequels, not so much. He's popular now, so they went back to the well for a fourth time, but I'm sure it's going to have a big opening weekend when it hits theaters.
All right, Chucker, good man.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.